This is Fresh Air. There's a new sequel to the 1976 album Have Moisey, an album the critic Robert Christgau called the greatest folk album of the rock era. The sequel is called Have Moisey 2, The Hoodoo Bash. The project is headed up by Peter Stamfill and Jeffrey Lewis and features a large assemblage of friends and colleagues. The album is a collection of songs that mix the oldest style of folk, blues, and country music with lyrics that express contemporary sentiments. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Ice caps floating by, and every year they say the temperatures intensify.
The directors all
You can hear an awful lot of American music in the best albums made by Peter Stamfill, and sometimes within a single song. Now 77 years old, Stamfill has been making music since the 1960s, a decade on which he left his stamp. A song placed on the soundtrack of the hippie Touchstone movie Easy Rider, collaboration with the poets who would form the rock band The Fugs, his own recordings with the group he co-founded, the Holy Modal Rounders. And Stamfill's 60s roots continued to show. He commences this new Have Moisey, subtitled The Hoodoo Bash, by singing a cover of Del Shannon's 1964 hit Keep Searchin' with some new lyrics about outlaw rebels.
Nobody understands what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find a place to hide with my baby by my side. Ever since the day when we made our escape, her dad's been trying to get me busted for statutory rape. And we gotta get searching, searching. We follow the sun.
The back cover of Have Moisey 2 lists 12 core members of this ad hoc group led by Stamfill and singer-guitarist Jeffrey Lewis. Different voices sing lead on different songs. Lead instruments trade off from cut to cut. This is very much a collaborative effort, but it's not an aimless one. The music is tightly rehearsed to seem loose and spontaneous.
Just the other night in the family shanty, the fire was low and the wood was scanty. The winds blew cold and the storm raged higher. We sat on the stove till our butts caught fire. Sister came in from the outside shivering, home from a shift of pizza delivering.
Just 40 more years till I can't retire.
And she sat next to me till her butt caught fire.
My brother's been freezing in the barn since Monday, till the milk cow gave an ice cream sundae. Stomped to the stove with a strong desire to kick back and relax and set his butt on fire.
The very few purists among you will protest that this cannot be a true sequel to the 1976 Have Moisey, since at least two of its key original players are absent, Jeffrey Frederick by death and Michael Hurley by choice. I would counter, however, that Have Moisey 2 retains the full spirit of the original Have Moisey. It is in keeping with the first album's mixture of the old and the new, the professional and the amateur, the optimistic and the fatalistic, the smile and the sob.
Paycheck weren't, it's no good.
It's no good.
No time for a vacation.
That's It's No Good, with Jeffrey Lewis leading the downbeat sentiment into a darkly pretty melody, Stamfill on melancholy banjo. More frequently, though, the songs have a jauntiness that carries a sting, an optimism that is rooted in stark practicality, as when it is suggested that the sentiment, "eat what you kill," might extend to the highway.
What's that lying by the road? Killed by the car. Done laid down his heavy load. Killed by the car. It's still warm, so it's still yummy. Killed by the car. Gonna put some in my tummy. Killed by the car.
Eat that roadkill.
Eat that roadkill, honey.
Eat that roadkill. Killed by the car.
Creatures great and creatures small.
A few years ago, I attended a music conference at which I heard Stanfill say, "At this point in my life, I find the easy way is the better way." Another clue to his philosophy these days? One song here is called Nonsense, a quality Stanfill prizes as a gateway to creative freedom. Yet ease of effort and a fondness for nonsense does not prevent Have Moisey II from having a real kick to it, a sense of immediacy amidst the old-timey instrumentation and melodies. And it only took 4 decades to make it all sound inevitable.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the album Have Moisey II, featuring a group led by Peter Stanfill and Jeffrey Lewis. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our show was directed today by John Myers. Today's the last day I'll have the pleasure of saying that, because John has accepted a position as a producer on the new podcast team at Audible.com. And today is his last day with us. He's worked on Fresh Air for 7 years. He's edited zillions of interviews, directed the show when Roberta Sharrock was gone. He's written and produced hundreds of the billboards that open the show. He's been a producer of Fresh Air Weekend. He took the lead in retooling our podcast, and he's been great at all these things. But that's not the only reason his absence will leave a big hole. He's just a great person with a big heart and a generous spirit. We've all loved working with him and having him around to talk with, and to be a steady, calming presence on our show and in our lives. In fact, all of us are going to miss him so much that the rest of the Fresh Air team has insisted on getting in on this goodbye.
Goodbye, John!
We're missing you, buddy. Hey, man, we hired you like yesterday. Where did the time go? Anyway, don't change your phone number, because I'll still want to call you for advice.
John, I miss you already.
I guess I'm the tallest one now.
That's actually not true.
Wait, you're leaving? Nobody told me.
We are going to miss the handsomest man in radio.
That's not true either.
What if I don't want to say goodbye? Maybe if I don't say goodbye, he won't leave.
John, it's been great. Make sure you come back and visit.